From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with the regional news update. Families in a small business economy ravaged by the coronavirus and a state agency torn by a related fraud that could exceed $2 billion are at the top of California lawmakers' fix-it list as they return to the state capitol. They've already introduced numerous bills responding to the pandemic before they convened today in Sacramento. Those range from extending protections for renters to attempting to regain some decision-making authority they'd delegated to Governor Gavin Newsom. They pushed back their usual start by 1 week because of the coronavirus surge. Among their most urgent priorities, lawmakers are racing to extend eviction protections that otherwise will soon expire. San Francisco Bay Area authorities have returned to searching for a man who was swept out to sea after climbing down some cliffs and got trapped by high surf. A spokesman for Golden Gate National Recreation Area says the man and two friends scrambled down cliffs below the Point Bonita Lighthouse area. The friends also were swept away, but were able to get back to shore and call 911. Dangerous high surf conditions in Northern California over the weekend prompted some rescues Sunday. A dozen children were rescued in Santa Cruz Harbor. A Redwood City area woman is missing after a large wave knocked her into the Pacific near Pescadero. And in some good news, Hayward Library Director Jane T. Edelman is one of 10 national winners of the I Love My Librarian Awards. She was noted by the American Library Association for inspiring optimism and offering extensive expertise during the pandemic. The awards are sponsored by Carnegie Corporation of New York. Each honoree receives $7,500 and a $750 donation to their library. The winners are nominated by library patrons for expertise, dedication, and impact on their communities. Find more news online at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional and national news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.